Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Investor Show, entertaining land investment stock talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I am Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how to make your land stand out on the internet. We talk about buying property night and day, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about selling it as much.
It's true.
Here's a spoiler alert. Here's what's ahead. If you buy property so cheap and sell it so cheap, it's going to stand out on the internet.
That's number one.
That's not what the whole show's about. There's a lot of ways to make your property stand out, but nothing makes it stand out. If you're pressed for time today, you can turn it off.
What does that mean?
Price is the best way to sell a piece of property. And it turns out you have incredible control over how much you pay for a piece of real estate. Before we get into that, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Mark asks, I'm coming across some big land holding LLCs and invest. I don't know if it was the name on there correct or not correct.
It's correct.
Oh, it is?
It okay. You're correct.
Okay. All right. I'm coming across some big land holding LLCs and investment groups in a county and was wondering what type of success others are experiencing when making offers to the corporate world.
I'm extremely confident you're talking about Nevada. And here's a story with Nevada and some parts of California, but mostly Nevada.
Nevada Land Company.
Yeah, Nevada Land Company. Nevada Land Company is a mining, is a land ownership holding company for a mining company. They're not interested in surface rights, which is what we buy and sell here, what all of us do. And so they have an arm where all the rogue employees that are kind of weirdos work. And they're responsible for selling huge, huge properties, like square miles and square miles and square miles of property. I just wrote an article for our newsletter that's going to go out Thursday. And it's the title of it is The Top 10 Landowners in the Country, you know, and how we rank against it and what we do. And it's actually pretty impressive.
Cool.
Anyway, these guys don't come close. There's people who own millions and millions of acres. But when you run across these large companies, owners of LLCs that just, you look down the list of ownership and they own like 80% of it, make contact with them and ask them and talk with them. I personally have purchased thousands of acres from Nevada Land Company. And one of our competitors, our first student, Mark Podolsky, the land geek, made his career off of that, off of my advice.
That's good.
Back in the day, you could buy a section of property, like 640 acres, and cut it up into 40-acre properties and sell it on terms. So you literally buy it for, I don't know, $50,000, a whole square mile.
Right.
Cut it all up and sell the 40s for $20,000 each. It's not, you don't need a calculator for that math.
Exactly. Well, you do. I do.
So, I mean, make contact with them. The Nevada Land Corporation specifically has all their property posted on their website. But I'll tell you, it's not in my wheelhouse to buy 640 acres anymore and then resell it. You know, you can buy it for 40, 50, or you can buy it. I saw one go off for recently for $11,000. You know, and then you put it on the internet, you dress it up and try to sell it for 20 or 30. There's not, the market for that's pretty limited. You're looking for a ranch buyer who's got a lot of cash, and that's, wouldn't you rather have 20 really good acres versus some really barren square mile?
Right.
So, if you're into it and you're into that county, to answer your question, check it out. Contact them and see what they're going to sell. It's going to, 9 times out of 10, it'll turn into a dead end. It's better just to send mail out.
Do you think it's your experience? Is it, are they easy to work with or not easy to work with? They're pretty easy to work with.
I mean, it's like talking to an employee at any big company. They don't really have a vested interest.
Do they have a set bottom number that they'll say, yeah, we'll let it go for this. If not, have a nice day.
No, they don't. They have been told by whoever works above them that this is the price and that's it. There's no negotiation.
That's what I mean. Yeah, they have a set.
Yeah, okay. They have a set. The answer is yes.
Thank you. Now who's not listening?
I know. I knew you were going to call me out on that.
It's hilarious. You are not even listening to my questions.
Let me tell you, listeners.
Wow.
There's 20 ways to buy real estate. Maybe 200 ways. I've done them all. I've listed purchased property directly from the county tax deed. Did that last week, actually. You look through a list, you buy it. We paid $500 a property. We bought some of the best acreage I've purchased in northern Arizona in my life ever. We got lucky. Truly, we got lucky. Do you want to get lucky every time, or do you want to have a really, really consistent outcome every single week? Like a machine, where you just purchase property and sell it, and purchase it and sell it the same way, over and over and over again, until you have $20 million in your bank account and you can stop it. Which one?
I guess B.
Then send a bunch of mail out.
I know. I agree.
The time to get creative, like yesterday we talked about the mobile home guy. The time to get creative is after you've tested and succeeded at just sending a bunch of offers out, buying property and selling it.
Not true. That's the thing. That's why I totally agree with you, Jack. Just don't get creative yet. A lot of people, a lot of our members come in and go, oh, and they get distracted. It's like something shiny over here. Like, knock it off. Keep your head down. Stick to the plan. Whatever plan you set out for yourself, buy and sell those, perfect it, build up your money. And that's the thing too. You know, you're going to turn around and go, wow, where did that come from? You know, you're staring at your bank statement. Now you can get creative. Now you can make different decisions. Now you can go, well, I got that figured out. I think I'm going to try this now, or whatever it is.
Because what'll happen after you do 10 or 20 or 30 deals, there's going to be a couple that are a little bit different. That's just how it works. Mm-hmm. Let's say the sellers that sold them to you, the person died, and the kids are handling the estate, and you love to work that all out with them. Mm-hmm. You love to work through the estate situation. So that you're not going to choose your little niche. It's going to choose you. Mm-hmm. I know that's hard to understand when you're new.
It's true.
Jill and I mean, our niche that chose us, Jill and I are cash people. We buy it for cash. We sell them for cash. We love to send out mail. I personally, Jill and I do very, very well at certain tax deed auctions and buying property. We don't talk about it too much over the internet for our OTC property on tax mm-hmm. property, you know, and because it's not our core business. And I wouldn't recommend that anybody start out buying over-the-counter tax property.
Right.
It's giving you a false sense of, because it goes away.
It's true.
But I'll tell you, the mail never goes away.
That's true.
Today's topic, how to make all that land we're talking about when you purchase it stand out on the internet. This is the meat of the show. What do you think, Jill? You're perusing through LandWatch. You're trying to buy 10 acres in Montana or like, I don't know, some county in Carbon, Wyoming, let's say.
Okay.
And you see 22 properties there, but you're the seller. You want yours to stand out. What do you do?
Well, I was going to, here's what I would do as a seller.
Yeah.
I would think about what I would do as a buyer. Seriously. And what I would do as a buyer is I'm going to put in all the parameters in my search, 10 acres, this county, whatever. Pops up the list of 100, let's just say. Next thing I'm going to do is sort by price.
That's what I do.
Lowest
to
highest.
And I look at the cheapest one first.
Yep, I'm going to start. I'm not going to start with the highest to lowest. That's silly. I'm going to go lowest to highest, and I'm going to work my way through. Now I'm reading the descriptions. This is what's going to catch me. It's like curb appeal. You know, it's the same thing. If you don't have a halfway decent description telling what it is, have a photo. If you have so many people they might have a decent price. There's no description. It might be the APN or something like that.
You tell it's some old man who hosts property that way.
It's silly, and the description is four sentences that says, you know, I mean, maybe it's a legal description copied in there and that's it. And the price and a phone number. I'm really going to call.
A woman would never post a piece of property that way, I'm telling you right now.
Some of them are so bad, like they might put a map in there, an old plat map. I'm like, well, that's great. That helps
no
one. Totally.
On the desk.
With their cell phone. With their flip phone. and it took them an hour to figure it out. No, but most of them, they don't even, I'm like, what the heck? So I skip past those. And then the next I go, oh, this one's priced right. I know what it is because the description told me and it's good. And maybe it's mobile ready or it's zoned a certain special way or something ranch zoned or something like that caught my attention because it's in the description and I actually have a photo and it's not a Google Earth photo for your lead. You want those in there, but you don't want it as your lead photo. You want something good. You want whatever the attribute is. Maybe there's mountains behind it. You know, you want some good not a gray, gloomy sky with dirt. You know, I see people doing that too. Not your lead photo. And, you know, she didn't even have those in there anyway. But that's for me what gets it. And then now just something to get me to click on it. Right, Jack? And then
that's
those are the three
point.
Things.
Yeah, so that's my point. When you're perusing those 100 properties and you sort by price, you need to be, because you have so much control over what you buy, in the top five, if not right. the top one. Mm-hmm. So that means you're buying dirt really cheap. Number two, you need to have a fantastic title. Here's a title not to have. 12 acres in Elko County. Yay.
Right.
No, I always ask my staff to title properties like, you're a middle-aged man in Japan. What's he going to understand? Well, he doesn't know where Elko County is.
That
he doesn't care at all.
Is your, that's your avatar?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know what he does? You know what he understands? 20 beautiful acres homestead 14 miles from Las Vegas.
True.
Or 82 miles from the Grand Canyon.
True.
Or Lake Tahoe, Los Angeles, Hollywood.
True.
If back east, it's New York. Or any big city, Chicago.
Dallas.
Right. Commute to Nashville.
Lake.
People understand that. Homestead near Nashville.
Right.
So the title matters. And then that lead photo needs to be picture perfect. You need to have high contrast, really beautiful cloud, beautiful blue sky with green foliage. You know, as a real estate professional, we all tend to gravitate toward, like, here's an example. We just turned a house in Scottsdale in our boots on the ground crew, because they're real estate professionals. They took pictures like they were, like, you know, an assessor. They took pictures like they were a real estate professional. So they took pictures of every single crack.
Right.
Cracks in the ceiling, cracks in the foundation, and what you need to not do that.
Well, hold on a moment. They did everything correctly. Well, here's what happened on that one. They took the pictures to properly show us the property. Then our transaction coordinator at the time accidentally posted all of those photos, and we had to go, wait, who are you trying to
see? Yeah, we're selling a piece of property here.
Yeah. Those are for us.
Right.
You know, they'll
we're
see it when they walk the property.
Not the
let's not sit and poke out.
Right.
You know, so that we had to go, okay, can we pick the 10 good ones or the 20 good ones, not the 80? Because we don't need the, you know, front, back, inside of the toilet.
So if the property, you're right. So moving on, if the property is close to Las Vegas, let's say, don't put a picture of Las Vegas Strip.
True.
That's going to, I will skip by that property every
isn't that hilarious?
Time. Yeah.
That cracks me up too. Like, if people who put you put in a dreamy photo, let's just say, which you want a dreamy photo, and it's gorgeous and it's heavily treed and it's beautiful, right? And now you got my attention. So I'm into the posting, I'm looking at the posting, I go pop in the GPS coordinates and it's barren.
Right.
You can't do that.
You don't want to do that. So people who buy real estate are not stupid.
Right.
You're not going to fool anybody.
No.
In fact, you're wasting your time and you're destroying your credibility in just seconds on the internet.
Exactly. They're like, well, and you lost me, kind of thing. I'm not going to go to your website. I could care less, because this is really not the right property.
So you got a good title and a good still shot that accurately represents the property.
And a good price.
So now your potential purchaser and a great price. So now your potential purchaser clicks on it. Mm-hmm. What do they need to see?
More photos.
A video.
That's true.
A flyover video with you as a regular human being narrating it, you as a seller, in Google Earth. We use Snagit, the software package Snagit, but I think what do Mac users use, Jill? It comes with the Mac, I know.
On my Mac, I use Snagit.
Okay.
You have me trained.
I know Mac comes with some type of screenshot video thing. And if you go to our YouTube channel, all our properties plastered all over our Land Academy YouTube channel. There's a whole section of properties and that's what they need to see.
Over the years.
And people love to be narrated and talked to about, oh, this is how you get to the property, and maybe you could put a little barn here, and maybe you could do this and that, or,
Look at the neighbor has
the
horses there.
Got,
how
the
cool
got
is that? Beautiful ranch.
The electricity figured out. You can see the lines here.
Here's
you
where the Walmart is. You know, all that stuff. The post office.
Exactly. This far from the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people love, like, the mountain protection. Jill and I bought several 40s in Texas once, and they're all, like, against this ridge, and they sold, like, we owned them for minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and largely because, it, to this day, the most clicked, the second most clicked on video on our YouTube channel is a 40-acre property in Texas that we own for like 20 minutes.
Exactly.
So I know it's hard the first time to get used to your own voice, and you know, and if you're comfortable with it, put your face up there. They want to know they're buying from a real person. And you will sell the property. And then finally, to make your property stick out, I mean, a perfect template of a property, we own a company called Landpin. If you need a template to sell your property, go on Landpin.
A copy of ours. Yeah.
There's a one seller who just to do a better job than we do called Hemingway Land. Click on any of that their listings. They just do it right and consequently do really well.
Awesome.
What else do you think?
I don't know. I'm trying to think what else to add to that. You know,
video,
I was saying...
you know, I made up this saying recently. If a picture's worth 1,000 words, then a video's worth 1,000 pictures.
I'd say don't, but you know what, too? Don't put the video as your lead there, because that's boring. I'm going to scroll past it. I want a photo. I don't want the half of your face with the big red play button right there.
Right.
Make that your second or third.
Yeah, it should be in the body of the... of the deal.
Exactly. Well, and the thing too about these, my best thing is properly describe the property, and don't think that just because it's way out there, someone's not going to want it. Don't pretend show the location and nearby amenities. If they aren't nearby, then describe it like that. Say, this is great. This is your own piece of seclusion out here. Sure, if you really want to drive, it takes you about 30 minutes. But you know what? Also, no one's going to show up and surprise you on your doorstep because you're 30 minutes away. You know, there's a market for everything. Just make each attribute stand out, because someone will want that.
You nailed it, Joe. When I got in this business, constantly running through the back of my head is, who the heck would ever buy this property? And I see new people making that mistake all the time, and it's shocking. You know, even today, it's even better than it was, because you can get an internet connection anywhere. And you can live anywhere if your job's on the internet, which most people's jobs are. So, I don't know if most people's jobs are, but lots of people who are interested in buying and selling real estate the way we do, it seems to me that their jobs are on the internet.
Yeah, or just there's more and more people that can do this, and it's true.
So you can take a piece of property that's truly, really, really rural, and talk it up, like Jill's saying.
You know, make it beautiful.
Get off the grid.
Exactly.
Get yourself off the grid.
You know?
Build your dream home. Build your dream shack.
Right.
You know?
Privacy, seclusion, trees, view. You want clean air? This doesn't get any cleaner than this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Fresh air. Exactly.
For health reasons.
Exactly. That's true too. You know, no smog here. That's what it's going to be our new titles.
I'm writing these down.
That would be cool.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another almost 18 minutes with us, I guess, listening to the Land Investor Show. Join us tomorrow for another interesting episode, Selling That Little House on the Prairie story. We kind of alluded to it today. If you tell a story about what could happen to somebody's life on this piece of land, and you're only asking $10,000-$20,000 for it, you're going to get a buyer.
I agree. And we're going to answer your question. Post it on landinvestors.com. Go there. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. God, I wish I had this advice when I started.
I know.
I made every single mistake you could make. I was that guy who you described, who posted a legal description of the property with a picture of like the Las Vegas Strip.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, in fact, then nobody was selling land on the internet, so I got away with it. But there was a time where I was passed up.
Yeah.
You know, we learned all this stuff by necessity.
It's true. That's why we're here, to save everybody else. You know, and it's funny. You know what's funny? It's someone, people haven't asked me in a long time, like, aren't you afraid of sharing all your secrets?
I got that yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I have not had
that
question in a long time, because I was going to say, well, thank goodness. I was thinking maybe word finally got out that there is enough land and there are enough houses to go around. And by the way, they're recyclable.
This guy said, man, it's too late.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And so you know what I did? I was lucky enough to meet with him in person, and he said... I said, oh, really? So let's look at the population growth. I've just pulled it right up on the screen.
Good for you. He thought that he'd missed the boat.
It's a hockey stick, yeah.
Isn't that hilarious? Okay. Well, that's one of my funny things, too. Whenever I talk to someone, then they don't get the direct mail thing. They're like, oh, that never works. I don't know. I only got 16,000 examples.
Why do people say that?
They do. It's the funniest thing. You know what? Here's what they do.
I think they tried.
Hold on a moment. Every time I'm reading, and this is very often, I had one just the other day in Bigger Pockets. Every time I read someone talking about finding things, they list their ways of getting, they call them leads, right? And they say direct mail. And they all say, I've got a few home runs that way. And why they don't focus there, I don't know.
I've noticed that too, especially commercial real estate people.
Why is that? They all agree that it's good, but they don't want to put all their...
Well, I had to send out 10,000 letters.
How much did that cost?
So you spent $4,000 to buy an apartment building where you made $10 million.
Right.
Yeah, oh, well, I'm not going to do that again. Okay, thanks.
Whatever.
I guess I will then.
Exactly.
I literally had that conversation with somebody.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's hilarious.
I think what happens is that in the case of this, the guy that I was talking to yesterday, they don't fully understand what a mail merge is. So they really think that there's you have to write 10,000 letters. They don't understand that it takes maybe 20 minutes on the internet to literally generate 10, 20, 30, or 800,000 letters. It's the same amount of time. It's a mail merge. And you send it to a printer. It's just math. You don't ever touch an envelope or print anything. We've got it all figured out.
That's true. And they don't understand that the cost. We have the cost so cheap now. I think you're right, too. There's a lot of people that say it's a big barrier of entry. But you know what, though? I got to say, go buy an ice cream shop. This is way cheaper. I mean, there's nothing that we've tried to come up with some, I can't think of any other business that you could start with less money up front. And there isn't any.
Well, if I did think of it, I would start it.
That's true.
Like next week, actually. You know that.
I do know that. Thank goodness. Hey, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.